Deputy Minister of Health Roger Metal-Nunu has explained that the only reason for any public health institution to refer a patient to another health facility is for emergency situations. Mr. Metal-Nunu was reacting to concerns that the Tema General Hospital in recent weeks has been referring pregnant women to private clinics because it does not have a gynecologist. He, however, said government is also encouraging private-public participation in health delivery. He spoke to George Ankra.
I'm not sure that the exact situation is that the general hospital does not have a gynae. Indeed, the hospital, I'm sure, has a number of gynecologists, but they may not be resident in the vicinity of the hospital. Now, we are very much concerned about maternal deaths. So if the conditions of the people are such that it's an emergency, then the best thing the hospital should do in the event that they don't have a specialist on call or in the facility is to refer them to another facility just so that you don't lose the baby and the mother. Because when the mother is in labor and she's in a very critical condition, it's not a normal delivery. Time is of the essence. It's important that you refer the person under whatever circumstances so that at least you don't get into complications. If you know that it will take some time for the doctor who must assist the midwife or the nurses on duty to do a safe delivery.
There are other cases in the major hospitals where even scans are referred to private hospital. Meanwhile, they have the scan machines. You see, we are reading, yet when patients go, they are referred to private hands, and these hands belong to the doctors, senior doctors in those hospitals. What are we doing about these ones? Is that not sabotaging government efforts at health delivery?
I wouldn't want to come to a quick conclusion, even in respect of what you said. I believe that in some cases, the private sector is encouraged to invest in the health sector. We may not necessarily criminalize medical staff who have facilities outside government services. What is of essence is that the government facilities should work and should be available to do what they have to do when they have to do it. We're trying to develop a public-private partnership agreement to encourage a lot more people to invest in the health sector. So it may not necessarily be a negative thing, unless for some reason you are connoting sabotage or you are connoting conflict of interest and so on. But under normal circumstances, the government would encourage public-private partnership.
The PPPP concept is a noble one, but are we monitoring the way the government facilities are being run?
There's a constant monitoring process. There is no perfect situation. There may be human lapses, there may be equipment failure, there may be electricity failure and so on. And we are challenged on an ongoing basis to improve the quality of care. But as and when some of these things occur, we'll be very grateful if they are brought to our attention so that we can investigate and make sure that the situation reverts to normal.
Roger Metal-Nunu is the Deputy Minister of Health.